Chapter 60.
I'll be leaving now. Please remember to turn me back on.
Martha, the AI, says this with no emphasis. She always says exactly what she means and no more. But there is something undeniably unmachine-like about her statements. A certain wit and an ever-so-subtle, overbearing maternal presence. Larson insists she... It has no personality, but it's not just my imagination. Martha knows she is taking care of us and thinks she is our mother. As an example, my conversation with her yesterday. Martha, start the treadmill. Put me on the 45-minute hills course.
Certainly, but you haven't eaten.
I know. It's not mandatory, though, right?
Of course not. I am here only to provide advice for maximum exercise benefit and optimal health. You may choose not to follow that advice. Starting Hill's course in 5, 4, 3.
Stop. Forget it. Now I feel guilty. Okay, Martha, I'll eat first. What do you have?
Normally, I would suggest a banana or a fruit smoothie. However, if you'd like to exercise without a waiting period, perhaps just 3 ounces of food gel.
Oh, God, no.
I'm sorry. Is there a problem with the ship's food gel I should be aware of?
No, it just makes me think of my mother. Silence. I suppose that statement didn't require a response, but Martha's silence fills the gym. Awkward. Okay, Martha, 3 ounces of food gel.
An excellent choice paper.
Wait, what color is it?
It can be any color you wish.
Good. Anything but blue. As I slurp my orange food gel, I can feel Martha dying to say, "See? Now isn't it better when you listen to your mother?" We're turning off Martha temporarily to run through emergency measures. With an AI controlling virtually all systems on the ship, it's easy to get complacent and forget that a simple electrical failure or a fire or, God forbid, a hack could disable Martha completely and leave us drifting in space wondering, "Okay, now what the hell do we do?"
"Good night, Martha."
Larson flips up his button cover, turns to Daniels, and nods. Daniels flips up his button cover. 3, 2, 1. And they simultaneously press the 2 manual override buttons to Martha's controls. Immediately, the ship goes dim, and red backup lights throb. A speaker, not Martha's voice, announces, "AI not responding. Life support and term sleep systems not monitored. Propulsion systems not monitored. Solar array systems not monitored. Refrigeration systems not monitored. Navigation systems..."
"All right, all right. We heard you."
Larson cuts the audio, leaves his captain's chair, and hands out plastic cards to each of us.
"As we've reviewed, folks, without Martha, the ship still functions, but more like the involuntary functions of a human body. Breathing, digestion, baseline computing. The rest is manual. Here are your tasks. Contestants, as always, you'll be receiving points for correct and positive actions, and negative points for mistakes, which, I might point out at this stage of your journey, could prove fatal. So please..."
He grins as if it could never, ever possibly happen.
"No mistakes."
Aurora immediately grabs my arm and pushes me toward the fuel tank area. "You heard him, Klutz. Don't kill us all." We're working in pairs for redundancy, and Larson has specifically paired me with Aurora for a little extra drama. As we check all the propellant systems and make small manual adjustments to this and that, I look up at the camera near our post. "Hey, Aurora, I've gotten so used to the cameras, I forget that there are more or less a billion people watching us right now. Everything we do.
Even more incentive not to kill us all, Faris."
"Come on, that's not fair."
"I know, but it bumps my likes up every time I give you shit."
"What if there were no likes? Nobody watching, even? Would you do it then?"
"I'd still probably give you shit."
"That's what I thought." She points at the various virtual gauges on the wall of this tiny corridor. "So, tell me what we're doing here, boss."
Well, from what I understand, Martha is constantly keeping track of the propellant tanks for levels, mix, stability, pressure, and calculating the ship's trajectory and distance, and life support based on all those variables. Without her, one of the other crew would have a full-time job back here, like we're doing right now. Life support? I thought Dan Dan and Benji were doing that. They're monitoring that system, yes, but the fuel is the key, the primary system. The solar array will provide power during the interplanetary stage, but the fuel gets us up, over, down, and back to Earth. Without fuel, nothing else works. So we're the most important two people on the ship right now. That goes without saying. 20 points for us.
Oh, so you're handing out points now?
From one most important person on this ship to another, I hereby grant you 20 points.
And I, Aurora, grant you, Paper Faris, 19 points.
19. Of course.
Of course.
Suddenly, a crash. Shouting. Uh-oh.